Cadillac Jack and Ally Mac. Mornings on Kix 101.5.
We shouldn't have to pay if she's keeping the baby was basically the foundation of the email that we got from Kix 101.5 listener. Sarah, again, changing her name last night. She and her husband live in Cherokee County, and they had planned on adopting a baby from Macy. Again, changing the name to Macy. And joining us is Sarah right now. Sarah, good morning.
Good morning, y'all. How are you?
Well, I was fine until Reggie emailed last night. And I bet this happens quite a bit. I just think that myself, Ally Mac, I think that you would agree that we are not, we're just not qualified to answer the question. But the question is, Macy says she's keeping the baby. Should you have to pay if the woman carrying the baby decides to keep the baby?
So, Sarah, explain to us a little bit about what's going on right now. How did this all come about?
Well, my husband and I, we have been preparing to adopt a baby for a while, and it was from Macy. We've been preparing for about 6 months, and we worked it all out. We've paid Macy's medical bills and an allowance so Macy didn't have to work too hard during her final trimester. You know, we wanted to make it as easy as possible. And she's due in about 6 weeks. And we discovered by, I guess if you want to call it an accident, we discovered by accident the other day, my husband and I, that Macy has decided to keep the baby. She changed her mind at some time, and we just happened to discover this the other day.
Let me reset. Just get to us. We have changed Sarah's name. She and her husband live in, let's just say, North Atlanta. And the two of you, for months, have been planning on adopting a baby from Macy. Again, Macy's name also being changed for her protection. How did you find out? You said that you discovered by accident that at some point Macy had changed her mind and that she was keeping the baby. I bet that was a devastating and unexpected loss. But how did you find that out?
Well, see, my husband and I, we were we've been an open book with her, and you know, vice versa. We thought so. We took her to the doctors the other day, and we let them go in and you know, examine. My husband and I are waiting out in the hallway, and when the doctor comes out, you know, he says in passing, you know, I think what y'all are doing is great. You know, this is just so nice of y'all. I can't believe y'all are going to continue to pay for medical bills, even though she's decided to keep the baby.
So up until that point, you had no idea.
We had no idea. If you could have seen the look on my husband's face, I mean, it was just shocking. Kim and I were like, what are you even talking about? We didn't even know that this had been decided.
So, yeah, obviously the doctor was misinformed and thought that you guys already knew she was keeping the baby and that you guys were footing the bill.
Right, exactly. So, I mean, you know, I guess it's kind of, you know, it's kind of a blessing in disguise that he did say something. But then again, you know, it was still a little heartbreaking, you know, to hear it at the same time.
Cadillac Jack and Ally Mac. Mornings on Kix 101.5.
Visiting with Sarah. Name change to Sarah. You planned on adopting a baby from Macy. Name change for her protection as well. You said in your email that you wrote to us last night that your husband and yourself wish Macy well because you want her baby to succeed, but you also want to sever your relationship with her.
That's right. You know, we feel that we've been, you know, generous enough in helping with this process because, I mean, she was going to give us her child. So, now we're questioning and trying to get in the works. You know, we don't want to continue to pay for this child if it's not going to be ours.
I don't know why you would. I don't know why there's any discussion about it.
You know, we just don't see a way because we would like to continue adopting, but we can't continue this process and pay for her bills, too, if we're not, you know, if obviously we're not going to get her child.
Are you concerned, though, at all about Macy and that she will not be able to afford the same level of care without you and your husband helping her out?
Yeah, see, that's the thing that we're torn about because she won't be able to afford this same level of care without my husband and I helping. And, you know, we do feel bad about that because we want the best for her. We want the best for this child. And actually, Macy's mother has tried to step in, and she's accused my husband and I of being heartless because we will not continue to pay.
Yeah, I can't imagine the emotional toll this has had to have taken on you guys. Do you have, Sarah, any information on why maybe Macy changed her mind?
You know, I honestly don't. I mean, I think maybe, I don't know if maybe it was going to the doctor visits and actually seeing the child there herself and probably hearing my husband and I talk about all the plans we had for this child. I don't know maybe if that struck a nerve with her, but, you know, I mean, if it did, good for her. Like I said, you know, we'll support her and stuff and, you know, taking the baby and stuff. It's just, we wish we would have found out a different way. We wish we would have heard. Honestly, from her and not having the doctor slip up and say something because he thought we knew.
Are Sarah and her husband obligated to continue paying for Macy's medical expenses? Again, Macy was the carrier in her final trimester. She decides she's going to keep the baby, that she has changed her mind. Is Sarah and her husband obligated to continue paying for her medical expenses? Hey, we're going to lean on Kix 115 listeners. Sarah, continue to listen if you don't mind, and we'll have you back here in just a bit.
Great. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you for reaching out to us very much.
I'm just wondering, only because I've been in the medical field and I've heard this happening a lot, that women do this on purpose to get the medical bills taken care of. Because after an adoption, you have 30 days to change your mind.
No, I don't want to hear
that.
So
it's like you're telling me that you work in the medical field and this is known. It's almost like a scam.
It is. It is. It's almost like a scam. And what they do is they'll have somebody, they'll say, okay, I'm going to do an adoption. And then they'll wait until day of delivery, wait till all the bills are paid for. But after an adoption, you have 30 days to change your mind. So then they say, no, okay, I want to keep my child.
My niece is adopted, beautiful Ava, my sister-in-law's daughter that they adopted from Vegas. And I, you're exactly right. I clearly remember my sister-in-law, Annette, and my mother-in-law, Nana, being out in Vegas for nearly 30 days because it was on the, it could go either way there for a little while, you know?
Yeah, nail biter.
And the fact that she didn't say anything almost makes me wonder, because if she truly had a heart and was like, hey, you know, I really decided to keep my baby, I just wanted you guys to know.
Very good.
That's
point.
That's why, to me, it sounds like more of a scam than anything.
Very good point. Thank you for calling. What's your name? Where are you?
I'm Paige, and I'm from Covington.
We appreciate you on the East Side. Have a great day, okay?
Thanks. You too.
Cadillac Jack and Ally Mac. Mornings on Kix 101.5.